Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our divine service. And a bunch of announcements I'll save for after the service. We're following divine service segment number 4, which begins on page 203 in your hymnal. Our opening hymn is 738, Lord of All Hopefulness. The hymn of the day is 781, We Give Thee But Thine Own. Distribution hymns, 563, Jesus, Thy Blood and Righteousness. 743, Jesus, Priceless Treasure. 692, Praise to You and Adoration. The closing hymn, 922, Go My Children. Let's begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, you have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
Standing bed, I'm in there.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your church in your perpetual mercy, because without you we cannot but fall. Preserve us from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from the prophet Amos, chapter 8. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals and sell the chaff of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. Chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Likewise also, that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness, with good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, "What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses." So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, "How much do you owe my master?" He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much do you owe?" He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have picked up the stewardship theme of the Old Testament gospel readings today. I guess the epistle, we can maybe speak to that at the Bible study. It's got its own challenging text in there. But the point in stewardship is kind of what you do with what God has given you. It matters because, well, you represent him for one, representing God in this world to the people around you. He's entrusting you with these earthly treasures so that you can use them wisely for good. He wants you to show his love to others so that they know his love, so they ultimately know the love that he has for them in Christ Jesus. As we did here in the epistle, he wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. And that happens even through us. How we live reflects on him, who he is, at least who he is to us. And people, of course, observe this. And the prophet Amos, he's warning the people of God. You know, they're trampling on the needy. They're putting an end to the poor. They're not good representatives of him. They're supposed to be taking care of the poor and the needy, not taking advantage of them. And when they're supposed to be worshiping God, they're distracted. They're thinking about how they can make more money. And when they are out there making money, they're dishonest, they're cheating people, they're serving money. Money has become their master. Even while they're acting like they're serving God in this supposed worship. Well, the gospel says you cannot serve God and money. We serve money instead of God when it becomes more important to us. You know, when we are doing what we can to get more money, afraid of losing it, or putting our faith in money, our savings, our income. And certainly it can be subtle how it takes over our hearts and our minds, because we do need money and the good gifts that God provides for us. And we give him thanks for these good gifts. We recognize, oh yeah, this is from God, and he's providing for my needs and the needs of my loved ones. And then we want more. We think we need more, and we worry about losing it, not having enough, and it starts to control our decisions. What we do with what we have, what we don't do. And we hold back in giving even to the church, tithes and offerings, because we're trusting money more than God. Well, you heard in the gospel story this man who'd been accumulating wealth for himself, this manager, steward. And he's putting his trust in these goods, you know, his savings, the business dealings and so forth, that they'll take care of his life, his future life. And we're told he's wasting what his master has entrusted to him. He's violating the seventh commandment, you know, kind of stealing from the master. This isn't his. And no doubt he's justifying himself. It's how hard he works and how he needs this more than the master needs it, whatever he's saying in his head. But the point is, he's trusting in the master's money, and that's a false god. It's not the one true God. Like any false god, you can't trust them. They don't care about you. They don't love you. False gods will leave you. And sure enough, that's what happens. His worst fear comes true. Now what is he going to trust in? The master's taking away his management. Jesus said to his disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, What is this I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. The manager said to himself, what shall I do? Since my master is taking the management away from me, I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. He is stuck. Can't dig, can't beg. What's he going to do? Everything's gone. If this has never happened to you, where everything that you've, all your possessions, your goods are gone, you can imagine that it might happen to you. It could happen to any one of us, any time. A day when everything you worked for is gone. Well, that's what's going on here. He's fired. He is no longer has the legal authority to do business in the name of the master. You know, if he does, it's not legally binding. You notice the master, he doesn't throw him in jail. He could, but he doesn't. You know, today when you're let go, usually they want you out right now. They may even give you an escort. This master graciously lets this steward go home and get the books. Come back. He gives them a little time. In that time, the steward takes advantage of his master's reputation for being generous. He had been trusting in his master's money. That money is gone for him. Now he begins to trust in the master's generosity. So he quickly calls his master's clients. They don't know he's been fired. Master knows it. The steward knows it. They don't know it. So one at a time he calls in the master's clients. Said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. He cancels about 18 months' wages with each account. And he's having them write the change down in this agreement, this contract. Their handwriting, not his. This is important. Because now he's going to take the books, the contracts, to the master. And there's two things that the master is going to notice. One, a significant reduction of what's owed, and that those who owe it know about it because it's in their handwriting. He can't just make a correction, say, oh, you know, no, nice try. No, they know. Okay, so what's he going to do? What's this master going to do? He has some options. Put yourself in the place of those debtors and you know, your debts, your 18 months wages forgiven like that. It's like, wow, this guy is generous. He's good. What a tremendous master he is. Okay, so the master knows, well, they're already talking about this. Or he could do what most of us would do, what most creditors would do. It's like, go in there and say, no, this wasn't legal, this wasn't right. It's back to the way it was, you owe me the full amount, this guy is a crook. And so we're just gonna stick to the agreement. Well, how's that gonna play out? What's he going to do? Well, the steward has put his faith in the generous nature of the master. He is generous. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. Not because of his character, not because of his ethics, but because of his shrewdness. how he knew the master's generosity and how that would work to his advantage. He used it to make friends, people who would take care of him after he lost his job. So the moral of the story is, make friends with yourselves, for yourselves, with unrighteous money, so that when it fails, they will receive you into eternal dwellings. Jesus is saying, use your money to get people into heaven. Use these temporal gifts that he's given you to get people into eternal dwellings, into heaven itself. There are people in heaven who will welcome you and thank you for the offerings that you've given to proclaim the gospel, to get them there. God made it so that your money, the temporal wealth that we have, has these eternal returns. Your money could be a false god, and it probably is from time to time. You know, we're afraid to lose it and think we need more. It's like, but this money, it could be used for these eternal purposes. That's what Jesus wants you to know and to be a good steward in that way. You do have a responsibility as a Christian to support the preaching of the gospel. You do this through your tithes and offerings. And you do this willingly, recognizing the blessings that it brings. Your master is generous. He gives you more than you need in this life. He has given you eternal life. He's gracious. He's forgiving. And whether you've been faithful in the use of your money or you've wasted it, been selfish and greedy, your master is still good. And your master forgives. He wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Christ Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all. He gave himself for all. That includes you, and it includes all the people in your life, all the people who observe you. Christ gave himself for them also and wants them to be saved. Jesus Christ is your generous master, our generous master, and he loves to forgive sinners. He gives more than just earthly wealth and goods. He gives himself, his body, his blood. He gave himself on the cross to save you. And this is free. And so you can trust in the generosity of your master, this generosity that goes beyond our human understanding. He gives, and he wants you to give as he's given to you. He wants you to give of your temporal wealth as he's poured it out upon you, trusting him and his generosity. Just like he wants you to forgive as he's forgiven you. Trusting that he forgives, even when it doesn't make sense. And people will come to know the Lord, his grace, his generosity through you, how you live, how you manage the things that he's given you. They'll come to know his generous nature because of your generosity. They'll come to know his grace because of your grace. Together, in eternity, we will rejoice with Christ and all the saints. Amen. May the peace that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Kind Father, your Son declared to us that we cannot serve you and also be devoted to money. Free all your baptized children from obsession with the goods of this world, that they may set their hearts on the joys of the kingdom and the inheritance that never fades. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, guide your holy church here and everywhere, that those who have been called to serve as her pastors and church workers, and those preparing for and considering full-time church work, may be guarded against the assaults of the evil one, encouraged in their callings, and prepared to serve faithfully for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, Maker of heaven and earth, you have created man and woman for different offices and with different gifts, that they might complement one another and glorify you. Grant that in our homes and congregations, your people might rejoice in the callings you have given them. Lord, in your mercy, God, our Savior, uphold Donald, our President, Tony, our Governor, and all whom you have placed in high positions with wisdom and mercy, that we may lead peaceable and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, be with the sick and those who suffer, those troubled in mind, those grieving in their sorrows, and the dying in their last hours, especially Bob, Gabby, Vicky, Fred, Anita, Lois, Louis, Harold, Joan, Linda, Marlis, Tim, Jaden, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Erno, Jeff, Ethel, and the families of Duane, Dan, Bernard, Joanne, and Skip. Grant them the comfort of your presence, relief according to your will, and peace in their hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Bridegroom, grant that as we commune this day upon your body and blood, our hearts would be moved to repentance and faith, and that the fruits of this sacrament would be born in lives of holiness and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you provide us with daily bread and with everything we need for this body and life. Free us from greed and covetousness, that we might be content with your blessing and glad to share with those in need. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our God, whose mercies are new every morning, we give you thanks and praise for all your kindness toward us, and we pray you to grant us the will and desire to worship you joyfully, to serve you faithfully, and to proclaim boldly your mighty acts of deliverance through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we offer to you these prayers and in whom we trust for all things. To you alone be glory, honor, worship, and praise, O Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.